Congressman Lee Terry is a Republican of Nebraska. Mr. Terry is one of 8 House members who voted against the measure that would have revived the Do Not Call list. Mr. Terry, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The telemarketing industry contends that the Do Not Call list could have disastrous consequences for the telemarketing industry, loss of a lot of jobs. That seems to be what drove you to cast this vote.
Absolutely. It's about jobs, 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 jobs. And Omaha, Nebraska, where I'm from, we're the telemarketing capital. I have 38 businesses in my district, over 30,000 employees that are directly or indirectly related to telemarketing. But that's 12,000 of my constituents that man those phones, and according to the industry, over half of those people can be laid off because of the Do Not Call list. So I understand it's annoying. But I view it as the fact that that Do Not Call list is taking bread off of somebody's table at a time when it's hard to get jobs.
Well, taking bread off someone's table, they're calling people when they have bread on the table. Is there a way that the telemarketing industry could do this in a manner that's not quite so annoying?
There's been a great deal of federal regulations from the FTC about how they call and when they call and even the mechanisms that they call, and that's why they call from at dinner time, frankly, is because they're not allowed to call after, I think it's 9 o'clock at night. But it's not just a government solution, whether it's FTC. I would hope that the private sector could have found the solution here. You can go to a Radio Shack and pick up equipment that blocks those type of electronic calls. You have the phone companies that sell a service to block calls, and those are the type of services that are consumer-oriented, that are one-on-one with the companies instead of a government solution.
What's the next step here? This is something that's more likely to be decided by the courts, not by Congress.
That's exactly right. And frankly, you know, as a legislator, you just assume that's going to happen with just about any piece of legislation that's passed. But there is an important constitutional freedom of speech issue in here that separates it from most lawsuits on legislation.
That, you know, that's something that the average citizen may have a hard time understanding. What gives a telemarketer the right to reach into their home, to use their phone to interrupt them at dinner time or really any other time?
Frankly, it's a byproduct of a free enterprise system and a constitution that allows people to speak. As long as it's not harmful language, it's the same thing that allows them to send you a piece of mail that's been unsolicited. And legislatively, it's very tough to draw that line of saying who you can talk to and who you can't.
Congressman Terry, you say that there are about 39,000 constituents who are employed by telemarketing firms.
Directly or indirectly.
12,000 who are making the calls. What about those who are on the receiving end of the calls? What have you been hearing from those constituents?
Well, and I've gotten some nasty calls and emails here at my office. In fact, one guy was demanding my home phone number so he can harass me at all times of night and dinner time. And for them, I say, I understand, I get the same calls. I'm annoyed, too.
How do you handle those calls when you get them?
Usually thanks, but no thanks, and in the conversations rather quickly.
I guess you're polite because you might be speaking with one of your constituents on the other
end. That's absolutely true.
Well, Congressman Terry, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Congressman Lee Terry is a Republican from Nebraska. He represents a district that includes several telemarketing companies. He was one of 8 House members who voted against a measure which defended the Do Not Call list.